brought to you by XMWX Satellite Weather. Never fly blind again. See us in NBAA Booth 1641. And by Bose, introducing the new A20 aviation headset with improved noise reduction and Bluetooth connectivity. Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 aviation headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity. Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from the NBAA show at Atlanta, Georgia. We're with Mason Holland, who's CEO of Eclipse. Mason, 5 years ago, you couldn't hardly open a car door without bumping into a new VLJ intro. That's not so much the case now. But here's Eclipse in 2010, got a certified airplane, getting the avionics sorted out. Where does that, what kind of advantages does that give you, and what do you see going forward?
Well, you know, the total Eclipse now, and when we use the phrase total, we mean totally complete. This plane has got a fully integrated FMS system. It's got all the state-of-the-art technology that was originally visioned on the plane. But I tell people now that this is no longer a vision. This is reality. You can fly this plane today, and it's phenomenal.
What were some of the challenges you faced in bringing that almost-done airframe up to complete status? And there are 250 or something out there?
Yeah, about 260 aircraft. And, you know, we inherited from the old company through the process that we went through a fantastic design in an aircraft. It just got delivered to the market 85% complete. So our job was to put the other 15% on it, and we've been able to do that. So now we've completed the design. We're ready to go back into production. We're not sure when yet, just because of the economy, but we're ready to roll. And until then, we're going to continue to refurbish the aircraft to get them all up to that original design that was originally intended for the Eclipse aircraft.
And tell us a little bit about the state of play on that process of putting the new avionics into the existing airframes.
Well, we've been added coupled autopilot coupled to the GPS now for about a year. We call that our 1.7 upgrade. It includes flight into known icing and all the latest and greatest. We've done that on 100 aircraft in 12 months, which is phenomenal. We've done it profitably and cost-effectively for the owner. As a matter of fact, owners are seeing an increase in value in excess of what they're spending with us on upgrades, and that's our design. Now, we've just rolled out today the Avio NG integrated flight management system that takes the flight management system on the plane now one step further and integrates it into the aircraft itself.
Now, the existing owners who got these airplanes for around $1 million have a significantly undervalued airframe probably in the current market. By the time they get all the avionics installed, how much do they typically have invested to bring that airplane up to state-of-the-art as good as it can be now?
You know, at the end of the day, it costs around $2 million to build one of these planes. That's just a fact. It was before, it is now. All right, so you've got a lot of people that spent $1 million, $1.1 million on an aircraft, and we needed to bring them the other 15% of the way. So as long as I keep them under that number, I'm giving them value for what they're putting on their aircraft. I'm giving them a safer plane and a better flying experience. As a matter of fact, I think one of the best in aviation.
What's the state of the production facility there in Albuquerque?
The production facility in Albuquerque is intact. We're ready to turn it back on. We've got all the tooling in place. Obviously, there was high volume production planned with the old company. We will actually scale that down and do a little bit more moderate paced production when we enter production. And all that infrastructure is there. So we're looking forward to bringing that back to Albuquerque.
Did the old company really sort out all the kinks in the volume production?
You know, I don't think they did from the volume production standpoint, but from the standpoint of being able to produce, you know, several hundred, you know, 100, 150 aircraft per year, yes, without a doubt, they accomplished that goal. It was just that volume above that they hadn't quite gotten to yet.
And speaking of volume, what do you see as a realistic volume for this airplane or VLJs in general?
I'll give you a range that when we get into production, you know, 50 a year to 150 a year is probably a pretty good sweet spot. Depending on global demand, we could scale up to a couple hundred more per year if we needed to. That's the beauty of this design. This plane can actually be produced in the hundreds where there's no other technology or design that's out there that can even do that kind of volume. So we can if needed. But I think the demand worldwide, 50 to 150 aircraft, and you're going to see that with other manufacturers as well, too. That seems to be the sweet spot in the light jet market.
And you would see profitability at those volumes?
Yes, we can produce the plane profitably at in those units and without a doubt.
If you look forward, we're in 2010 now, and you draw the timeline out 5 years, what kind of market recovery do you see in VLJs?
Well, I think if you look at the reports that have been put out by other industry leaders, you're seeing that we're in the trough of aviation economy downturn, as well as a global economy downturn worldwide. The last 10 years brought about 6,500 general aviation units in total to the marketplace, and projections for the next 10 years are about 11,000. So we're in a trough, and I think we're going to see a bigger upswing 2015 through 2020 than we saw in the last 5 to 7 years. So it's just going to take a little bit of time. I mean, the economy needs to recover.
How about offshore sales for this? Is there a worldwide appeal for a jet of this size?
Oh, I think so. We continue to add functionality that meets the EASA specifications as well as the FAA specifications. There's many markets out there throughout Europe, Asia, some of the Latin American countries and whatnot that this is a great fit for. So, matter of fact, we may see just as much, if not more, of our production being delivered overseas than what we'll be selling here in the States.
Well, thanks for speaking with us, Mason.
Hey, thank you, Paul. We really appreciate it.
We've been speaking with Mason Holland of Eclipse Aircraft. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from NBAA at Atlanta, Georgia. Thanks for listening.
XMWX satellite weather is as vital as vision. Never fly blind again when you add XMWX satellite weather to your onboard electronics suite today. Come see the latest XMWX satellite weather has to offer at NBAA Booth 1641.